So this will be an unusual sermon, but I want to start by introducing the psalm and to kind of tell you why I chose it. And then I'm going to ask Debbie to come back up and read it with me in a different format. This is a psalm that, in fact, is a harvest psalm, a harvest thanksgiving. And what happens at the beginning of the psalm, I don't know if any of you know Episcopalian, Catholic kind of things, where there's an antiphon. So there's something that comes before the piece of scripture or music, and then it's repeated afterwards. And so the antiphon here is the beginning. Debbie's voice will say, "May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us." Those are the words of one of our common benedictions, isn't it? The Lord be gracious to us and bless us. That's how the psalm begins. And then it ends when it says, voice one, we'll say it together. "May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him, bless God." So we ask for blessing, and then we ask for continued blessing. But along the way, it says, "The earth has yielded its increase. Our God has blessed us." So that's what the people have acknowledged. Having prayed for a blessing, they kind of look around and say, "Whoa, look at all this harvest we got," or "Look at how the earth produced for us." And then they say, "May God continue to bless us," because our blessings are not just about the corn and wheat and the apples and you know, the harvest. Blessings are so much greater than that. So that's what the psalm is about. But it fascinates me that in Israel, psalms come from the people of Israel, they were never only about themselves, because they believed God blessed Israel in order that the world would be blessed through Israel, that others would come to know God through them. So the refrain in the psalm is, "Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you." So Debbie, come back up here. I'm going to put her by the mic. And I'll come over here because I have my own mic. I get to move around. She's going to be voice one, and I'm going to be voice two, and then there'll be the refrain she and I will do together, if we get this right. We didn't rehearse this real well.
No.
Okay, your voice one.
"May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us.
That your way may be known upon the earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase.
God, our God, has blessed us.
May God continue to bless us.
Let all the ends of the earth revere him." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you. You're amazing. So, I'm going to tell you something from my past and then something from this morning. Am I spitting at everybody? Is that what's happening here? Okay. Some of you have heard me talk about how during my junior year of college, I went to Scotland and studied there. It's more common nowadays to do that, and lots of students will do a semester abroad. I did a year because they didn't do semesters back then, but I was gone for 10 months. And there were times in that year when I was absolutely in love with Scotland. It was such a beautiful land. How many of you have been to Scotland? A number of you have. Well, Scotland has mountains, and it has valleys, and it has coastline. It has coastline that looks like fjords some places. And it also has some beaches, and it has rivers, and it has islands. It has meadows. It has, what am I doing?
No, you're not doing anything.
Oh, okay, that's great. Good luck.
Just doesn't need to be in front of your...
Well,
there you go. You're good.
All right, as long as it doesn't fall off my ear. Okay. because I'm going to walk around in a minute. I'm warning you. I came to really love Scotland, and I was astonished at how much variety of landscape they had in Scotland, not just the mountains and the coastlines and the golf courses, but also, you know, the meadows and the flowers and the forests. It was a beautiful, beautiful place. But at the same time, I was somewhat homesick. Had never been away that long from family and from Florida, good old flat Florida, right, with beaches and all that. And I kind of fell for this good-looking guy. Had a beard. He was kind of redhead, had this beard. And he invited me to go with him to the movies. We were going to see a movie, some of you may remember, Easy Rider. I actually looked it up on Wikipedia last night because I didn't remember anything about the plot of this movie. Well, it has all these drugs and alcohol and sex and violence and all that. What I remembered, what I paid attention to about this movie was that it was folks, these guys riding motorcycles across the country, starting in California and riding to New Orleans. And what you saw in that movie was the beauty of the United States of America. You saw beaches, you saw mountains, you saw desert. And I had been a lot of those places because my parents put the five kids of us in the car and drove us from Jacksonville, Florida to San Diego, California. Coming back, we drove straight through 52 hours sleeping in the car. You changed drivers and kept going. But going out there, we spent 10 days camping and going beautiful places. So when I'm watching Easy Rider with a good-looking Scotsman, I saw images of the country I live in that I was homesick for. And I came out saying, it's really like that. It's really beautiful. It's amazing. And Scotland had 70% of the landscapes, but the United States had 100%. It was amazing. And so when I think about the birthday of our nation, and when I listen to a psalm that says, let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you, I think about not only our nation, which is beautiful, but the nations of the world that are beautiful. I mean, you know, Bob and Vicki Reed and Fred Dosick are on a cruise. Anybody know where they are today? They're coming home Tuesday, so are they on the ocean coming back, maybe? But they've been to Iceland and to Britain and to all over the place. I mean, they love, last year, the Reeds went to Australia and New Zealand. We have the opportunity to go and see the world God has made. And so what I want us to do today, this week we're coming up on Independence Day and thinking about fireworks and thinking about our freedom, I want us to remember that God made the whole world and God made our nation and our world, and we are grateful. This morning in my prayer time, I came across this piece from a book called The Spiritual Life by John Westerhoff and John Huston. And this phrase, this sentence, popped out to me. Our primary orientation cannot be an institution like the church even, or some great cause, or even other people. Our primary orientation cannot be an institution or some great cause or even other people, but first and forever to God. Unless our identity is hid in God, we will never know who we are or what we are to do. Our first act must be prayer. That brought it home to me that we have many causes that are dear to our heart and many people and places and things that we are passionate about. But first and foremost, we must know God and be in prayer. And that helps us to know who we are as well. So with those things said, what I want to do is invite you to share. You have to follow my directions on this now. The first thing I want us to share, and I'm going to walk through the room and let you share, I want us to talk about the beauty of the United States of America and the beauty of the world. And if you have something to share, it doesn't matter whether it's about the United States or about the world, but I want us to take a moment to think about the beauty of this world God's created. So, warning you guys, I'm going to kind of start from here. So if you want to speak up, you can speak early or late, okay? Anything you want to say right this minute about the beauty? Something that has been beautiful to you, Tim?
The Redwood Forest.
The Redwood Forest. You find them out in California and other places too, but oh, beautiful.
Thousands of years from
now. Right. Oh, amazing. Think how old they are. Sally?
The Oregon coast. We just came back from Washington State and the Oregon coast.
The Pacific Northwest, and I have not been there. An incredible place.
Mm-hmm.
The sunset near your house.
Point of Sunset Point Road.
Okay.
Which is like 5 minute, drive or 10 minute walk for us.
And the sunset, and it happens almost every day.
St. Augustine, Florida.
St. Augustine?
It's like so much history.
And that's where you get the sunrise. Mm-hmm. Debbie?
I'm from upstate New York, and the gorges around Ithaca in that area are just beautiful.
Gorges in New York State. Yeah.
How far you go when you come home and drive across Courtney Campbell?
Coming home across the Courtney Campbell Causeway, she says. It's just beautiful, all that water. Marilee?
When you drive west and all of a sudden you see the Rocky Mountains.
Ah, you're talking about driving really west. You're not talking about west to the Gulf of Mexico. The Rocky Mountains. That's one of the places Harry told me before we got married. He said, if we have kids, and I hope we do, I want to show them the Rocky Mountains, he said. And we did. I made him go because he didn't like to travel.
The woods of North Carolina.
Allison says, the woods of North Carolina, Smoky Mountains, Blue Ridge, beautiful place. Blue Ridge, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just talking about crossing the bay when I leave for work at 6:50.
Oh, yeah.
I go over in Howard Franklin and the sun is just coming up and the whole bay turns to pale blue and pale pink and silver.
The sunrise colors.
And I just thank God that I have this beautiful part of my commute every single day.
Okay. That's beautiful. Did you hear what she said? On her commute to work, crossing, in her case, the Howard Franklin Bridge and seeing the sunrise colors as she starts her day. Chris?
When I was in Labrador, we had recreational ability there at two lakes. One was Lake McKinley and one was No Name Lake, which was trout fishing. And it had the most beautiful trout, and the lakes were just, it spoiled me for fishing any place else. I pulled 22-pound lakers out of it.
So fishing in the lakes. Labrador. Yes, sir. Pete.
The Bengal Peninsula in Ireland.
Ah.
So beautiful to go and make that trip around that peninsula and see the ocean and the way they put the farms together around there. Cows on the hillside that you can't stand up on.
Wow.
Beautiful country.
A piece of Ireland. Just a beautiful place. Beautiful place. I like how you described the farmlands and the cows and the water and the mountainside and all that hillside. Yes.
Delaware Water Gap in New Jersey where the two big mountains come together and the gap goes in and one goes through.
So, Ruth, is that a place that you grew up or have spent?
When I was a child, I went to a camp called Camp Mary Hart for 8 years, and where I used to sit to eat lunch or breakfast and dinner every day.
Right.
And
we would go
and see the two big mountains come across, and I always love to see those two mountains.
And see the gap coming.
That thing down into the Chesapeake
Bay. She didn't know that part. What a beautiful place. Thanks, Ruth, for sharing that. Ginny? New Hampshire.
We had come from Maine, and Maine scared me to death because there's so many trees. It was like living in a camp, you know.
Lots of trees in Maine. I always think of the coastline.
The sun, but you got to New Hampshire, and then the rocks and the rivers and all the water coming down over the rock. It was beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I see some hands over here.
Oh, well,
no?
I would say the glaciers in the mountains of Juneau, Alaska. This is tremendous.
Ah, and you were there last year.
Mm-hmm.
Alaska, beautiful place. Losing all those mountains and glaciers. Yes, Grand Canyon. I've been there too. That's an astonishing location. Yeah.
Venice, Italy.
Venice, Italy.
Isle of Capri.
Ooh, I'll bet that's beautiful. Isle of Capri.
You know, on the canal, you see these buildings, these churches that are 900 years old or more.
Yeah, we think of something being old if it's like 100 years old, but 800 to 900 years old, Italy and Spain and lots of places. Man-made beauty. Yeah, exactly. Neil, anything to add? No? Wayne? Gay?
The size and majesty of the rivers of our nation and how it shaped our country and our people.
Oh, and the history of the rivers. If you know the history of the rivers, you know so much about who we are. Exactly. Yes.
Nobody mentioned the caves.
Oh, the caves.
My kids' cave. Carlsbad.
Oh, yeah. Carlsbad, that's New Mexico, isn't it?
White Sands.
White Sands. Oh, beautiful.
The bridge going over from Beller Bluffs to, the sand.
To the beach. We have a treasure, don't we? Becky?
Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii. I have not been there. I hear it's beautiful, beautiful. Is there a barber that had something to say? There you are.
Just beautiful Pacific Islands.
The Pacific Islands. Ooh.
And the Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon. Did you love it?
We couldn't go across the way up east because it's kind of a short. And I got to go down the Grand Canyon in a helicopter.
Ooh, you did the helicopter ride.
You did the mule.
There was no mule that was brave enough to handle Helen. That is a beautiful place, the Grand Canyon. Amazing. Yes, ma'am.
The Florida Everglades, there is no other ecosystem like it on the planet, and it is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful.
The Florida Everglades, and the wildlife there is incredible, too. It's unique. It's unique. Excuse me?
Land.
The land.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Duh.
Minnesota's 10,000 lakes.
Oh, surely.
And the best fishing around.
The best. How come lakes and fishing go together, do you think?
I believe the nicest thing I've seen is the Angel Falls in Venezuela.
The Angel Falls in Venezuela. Yeah. Did you have a tour guide there? This one right here?
The beaches and the jungle in Venezuela.
The beaches and the jungle there. So the falls and the beaches and the jungle.
The United States, Utah.
Utah, you like Utah? And all those parks out that way.
How about the men and women in foot service?
Oh, the men and the women in the armed forces and the military?
Yep.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Dawn?
How about the Blue Ridge Parkway?
Yes. North Carolina, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I love Norway, too, where the fjords incredible and the people are so fine there. Yeah. Yes.
Shenandoah Valley.
Shenandoah Valley. Did you grow up there?
No, we had our honeymoon. We
Ooh. Ooh. So, West Virginia and Virginia. Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
God made some beautiful things.
Walt Disney World.
Yeah. I want us to take a moment and lift up what we've shared and the world and the nation that we know in prayer, and then we're going to share a different piece of the story and close that piece with prayer as well. Please pray with me. Almighty God, we have seen some beautiful places. We think about the sunrises and the sunsets and the mountains and the valleys and the beaches and the lakes, the trees, the forests, the fish. We've seen so much, and you made it all. We are grateful to be the recipients of your handiwork, of your creative spirit and power. And we know that your creation included even us, the people that are part of your world, part of your heart, and the animals, all of the creatures that you made. We are indeed grateful. Grateful for the places in our own nation and grateful for the things that we have seen and heard about around the world. Hear our gratitude, Lord. And we ask you to bless not only all of these places, but us as we are your stewards over the earth. For when you said to take care of the land, you meant for us to take care of it. Help us to do just that, to do it now and to do it better than we have in the past, to be able to restore so much of this world to you, and that it might continue to be as beautiful as you intended it to be. In Christ we pray. Amen. Beth talked some with the children about the freedoms that we have. And so I wanted us to talk about the opportunities. We've talked about the beauty. Let's talk about ways of life and the freedom and opportunities of our nation and also of the world, because the world offers other things as well. So I give you a chance to share about that. Dawn? Excuse me?
The freedom to live.
The freedom to live. The freedom to live.
Travel.
Travel, the freedom to travel.
Freedom.
And to have the resources with which to do that.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech, that we aren't afraid to speak what's on our hearts and in our minds. To know that somehow we're better for sharing ideas in that way.
We try that at home all the time.
Doesn't always work in your house. Chris says there's some danger at his house about that. Freedom to worship, Ellen says. Yes, we, and that's what Beth started with, you know. Did you have to hide on your way to church? But we can worship, and we can worship in different ways, different forms, different, yeah.
Freedom to dream and improve yourself.
Freedom to dream and improve ourselves, yes. To hope for something better, or to maybe change our path. To find that God might invite us to do something new and different. Wayne?
Freedoms and abilities to make choices.
Freedoms and abilities to make choices. That's an amazing thing that Americans have. We're grateful for that.
And
so
God
grateful.
Gave us that too.
God gave us that choice as well.
Choices.
Right there in the garden. See this tree over here? Don't eat of it. We had the choice.
You know, when you're stopped by the police or something, they say you have the right to remain silent. Of course, I don't have the ability to do that.
So we have legal rights. We have legal rights that hopefully we've learned and we're reminded of, so that we aren't just shepherded around in some form of terror.
Freedom of the press.
That's right there in Amendment 1. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion.
We have this place to worship, to be able to worship in this place.
That's right. We have these options. We don't have to go to the sanctuary to worship. If it's we're working on it, we can come over here, or we could go outside under the trees.
Yeah.
Or over to Tim's house. We can go to Tim's house.
The first three to show up. There's so many places in the world where people don't have or own anything. Even the place they stay is just a camping spot or under a tree or in a box or whatever. And we have the ability and freedom to own things that God has provided us. And the stewardship that comes with that ownership is the blessing.
Right.
That we can be stewards of God's world.
Right.
Property.
Right.
Take it for granted.
Sally says the danger is we might take it for granted, and so we don't want to. Are you pointing? I'm seeing Ruth over here.
When I was teaching my class about education in Russia compared to education in America, and I was telling them when they had their free time, they had to walk around with a book around the halls and around the halls. As you have your recess, you have the freedom to go out to run around. And when you got older, you had the freedom of what you want to choose for your career. They test them in eighth grade, and that's it. Not going to go to college, but they tell you this. I was teaching them the difference between America's freedom and other countries.
Right. And we are blessed.
Freedom to volunteer.
Freedom to volunteer, to use our time in ways that are meaningful to us and to make a difference in the world as we use our skills and
freedom
gifts.
To stay off the roof, children.
Yeah, he's staying off the roof. He is. I haven't gotten all the way back here. Yes, ma'am.
Freedom of association.
Freedom of association. Talk to me more about that.
We have the friends that we wish to have. We don't have to associate with groups that we are uncomfortable with. There are no rules regarding only 5 people can meet at one time.
I see. So we really do have a lot of freedoms about gatherings. Sure. Absolutely.
We have the freedom to look at things that we feel are wrong and to protest and to try to make changes, and it's been effective over the decades to say this is not right and we want to see a change, and therefore we're going to create quite a ruckus until it is changed.
That's right. That's right. We do have the freedom to protest. That's part of freedom of speech, is to speak up and to make a difference. Sue?
Yeah, freedom to pray and love God and Jesus.
That's right. Freedom to pray, to love God, to love Jesus, and to worship in whatever form we feel led to do. That's right. We can make those choices. So you don't have to be Lutheran or be Roman Catholic or be Hindu or be, you know, our government doesn't tell us which faith we have to follow, but we're free to make our choices. What about in the world? What are some of the things we see in other countries that might be models for us or inspiration for us?
Healthcare.
There's healthcare. We have healthcare, and other countries also have different forms of health care, different access to it.
I was going to say that as soon as she said it, I was thinking my son wants Canadian health care.
There you go. When Mike mentioned Italy, I was thinking about the art that we've seen from China and Japan and Italy and France. You know, just the world has given us so much, that because other cultures are so much older than ours. What about our Native American culture that, you know, it doesn't mark from the time of the flag, but predates even that.
40,000 years in Florida.
Well, we've been a long time in Florida. The earth is older than the human piece of it. I want us, having shared about freedoms and opportunities, I want us to be able to lift that up in prayer as well. Let us pray. As we pictured your creative power over the mountains and the rivers and the lakes and the hills, we now look at how you have created your people, Lord. And through your people, we have developed forms of government and forms of culture, and in our own nation have developed systems of freedom for which we give you thanks. And so we say, let the peoples praise you, let all the peoples praise you. It would be our hope, Lord, that all the peoples would come to know and praise you. And we are particularly grateful that in our own nation we have the opportunity to worship, to learn about you, to speak our mind, and to have an education, opportunity for education, so that we can think and know and form opinions and make a difference. We can vote. We can read the papers or listen to the news on our iPads. We can know because of the freedom of press. And we're grateful for the culture that we've found throughout the world of art and music, the heritage we see in dance, the ways that we can volunteer and care for one another. And, oh, Lord, we're thankful for those who have spent their lives in medicine, in research, in caring for others, and providing for healthy lives. We give you thanks this day for the freedoms and opportunities of our nation and of our world. We make this our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.